But a wise child will accept a parent's discipline. If the dad has to spank you or withhold privileges or whatever, depending on your age, then a wise one will accept that as a discipline. But it says a young mocker refuses to listen. I mean, those little guys, I tell you what, there's a lot of single mothers raising those kind of children because they have no manly figure, and the boys are strong, and it's hard. It's hard for a mother to do something to a boy. Tell me, it's 8 or 10 or 12 years old. Some of them boys are big and strong. And a mother, you know, of course, I remember this one guy. He was as big as I was, and he said he was, I forget how old he was. He was like 18 or something. And him and his brother was down at the stock tank one day, and they got to throwing rocks and fighting. And his mother called down there and said, "You boys stop throwing them rocks." And said, "I threw a rock and hit my brother right in the head, ripped his head open. He went to the house." He said, "My mother picked up a great big switch. She come down there. I was 18 years old. She reached up, got me by the ear, bent me over, and she beat me on the backside." He said, "My mother wasn't a very big woman. She sure carried a big switch." And he said, "I knew better to say that back to her, because I knew if I did it when Daddy got home, I'd get it five times as bad." And so that's why kids turn out to be about halfway decent. It's because they, you know, you got a man and a woman at home that are loving each other, that stands in agreement with each other instead of standing against each other. And, of course, so much of the time I have the problem when I'm trying to minister to families. They come to me and they've been married and divorced and they got two families. And then if the daddy tries to discipline one of mother's children, but it's not his child, she gets defensive to protect the child. But yet he's in the wrong. And boy, the kids learn that in a heartbeat. And then they just got a war going all the time in that home. And they'll destroy it. You know, that mother and woman, mother and daddy, if they come together in a second marriage, they're going to have to learn to work together as a team. You know, if daddy wants to discipline them children, or mama wants to discipline his children, they're going to have to say, "Hey, this is okay. We're going to have to agree upon this." You can't have this bickering over who's going to discipline these children. If you do, those kids will drive you nuts and they will ruin the marriage, and it ain't going to be decent at all. But the way to not let that happen is don't have a second marriage. You know, only have one. You know, get married one time, stay married forever. Don't have a second marriage. A young mocker refuses to listen. Good people enjoy the positive results of their words. Are words important? I mean, you just don't realize how important they are. But those who are treacherous crave violence. Words. When you speak the right kind of words, it can bring health to your flesh. You know, I couldn't grasp for a long time what the Lord meant in Proverbs 18:21, which we'll get to that someday. He says, "Life and death is in the power of the tongue, and everyone shall eat the fruit of their tongue." So if that's true, why do we go around saying those bad things? Oh, man, that just tickles me to death. I mean, we use that word so much. We just don't realize. You know, I mean, I can think of the curses my mother spoke of me when I was a child that I didn't realize they were a curse. I can think of the times when I was a kid at home and the mailman would come. And, of course, we had a rural route, and it was quite a ways out there to the mailbox. And we had a grass yard right out in front of the house, but then a great big just dirt driveway on past that. But if it was a little cool and damp, and if it rained or whatever, and the mailman had come, I may be in the house barefooted, you know, and we didn't have houses like we got today, no carpet, nothing like that. But I just hit the front door, screen door running, barefooted, right out on the porch, right out on the grass. I'm going, "Mama says, son, don't go out there in that cold grass with them bare feet. You'll catch your death of cold." Of course, I'd go out there and get the mail and come back. You know, I'm perfectly okay. The next day, I'm beginning to sniffle a little bit. Mom says, "See there, you got the sniffles. I told you, if you go out there in that grass with them bare feet, you'd catch your death of cold." Some of y'all may have been guilty of saying that yourself, huh? I had learned. By the time my children came along, I can remember one day whenever the kids were going to go out in the backyard, and I didn't have a fence around the house at first. And I told him, I said, now you kids stay in the backyard and play in the backyard only. I had no problem. They stayed in the backyard. They played out there all day. Never did go. I watched them. They didn't get out of the backyard ever. The next day, they were going to play in the backyard again. And my wife at that point, she made a statement. She said, you kids don't go out in the street and play in the front yard. She said, you might get run over by a car. I heard her say, I said, why did you say that? She said, because I don't want them to go in the front yard and in the streets out there. I said, but you know, tell them to play in the backyard and that's all they'll hear and that's all they'll know. And it wasn't 5 minutes after she went back in the house. Both of them was going around the edge of the house to go to the front yard. Had to go get them. Words are very, very important. Only tell people what you want them to do. Don't give them the ability to think on the wrong words. Because the enemy will use those words. And, of course, I can only see it now. Since we have angels and they're sent to give God sends them to give charge over us, we tell our children, don't go into the street. If you do, you'll get run over and killed by a car. I've seen people say that to their children. And I can only imagine one day one of them does go out there and they get run over and killed. And then we go out there screaming. I can just see that confused angel sitting there saying, what's wrong with this person? They told the child if they went in the street to get run over with a car. They did. And now they're all upset. It doesn't make sense, does it? Now your angel, he don't know what to do. You told them if they go in the street, they're going to get run over. So why didn't you tell them to stay in the backyard and play? Or why didn't you say, angel, you watch over them and protect them and keep them safe from all harm? And then they'll obey you. They'll do what you tell them. See, I can only imagine how confused some of our angels must be. They must have to go back and ask the Lord, Lord, what is this crazy guy talking about? You sent me down there to protect them. They're talking like they want to die. Can't you imagine the confusion? Because if we listen to what we say, you listen to what people say. Start paying attention. Hear people's voice in the church, not the people in the world, because they don't know nothing. But you start paying attention to what people say. Oh, I just can't find a job. I've been looking for 2 weeks. I cannot find a job. Hey, you want a job? You pray in faith for a job. I can think of a man right here in this church, and they come regular. And him and his wife came up here one time. He'd been out of work for months. I prayed for him a job, and he got a beautiful job the next week. Didn't he? Yeah. There's his wife's sets right there. How long had he been out of work?
13 months.
13 months. And they came up and I said, no problem. You need a job? I'll pray you one in. And I did, and God gave him a job. I think on Sunday, I think he got it by Tuesday or something.
3 days later,
he had a job. Hadn't had one in 13 months. When you ask in faith, what does God do? He shows up. And it was a good one too, wasn't it? A very good job. He said some of the best pay he had ever had. We won't talk about numbers here. It don't make no difference. But he said it's one of the best paying jobs he'd ever had. Now, what is God capable of?
Everything.
I mean, when you ask him in faith, when you go to him and you're walking in obedience to his word, what did he say you could come and ask him for? Anything. That's just like that guy out there that he'd moved here from somewhere. He was a big VP or something for a big ice plant. And he'd come out to where we were working. We were thinking about buying ice from them. And I'm talking to him about Jesus. And as we're talking, I said, you know, we're talking about he's trying to buy a house, or had bought a house here, and he's trying to sell his house where he come from. And he said, I put it on the market a couple of months ago, and I hadn't been able to sell it. And he said, man, two big house payments has really cost me. I really need to get rid of that house. I said, are you a Christian? Really? A good Christian? You go to church? Oh, yeah. I said, then let's step over into the world of faith. I said, I'll pray the prayer of faith for you, and I guarantee the king that I serve, he'll sell that house for you. I said, how quick do you need to get rid of it? He said, as quick as possible. I said, okay, good. I prayed the prayer of faith, said, guarantee he'll sell it for you, quick. He called me that same week and said, Thurman, this is unbelievable. My house sold today. Isn't it amazing how we say it's unbelievable when God comes and does something? We ought to say, hey, just what I expected. Praise God. You prayed the prayer of faith. It happened. But see, we're so steeped in sin, we don't even know enough of the Word to get our prayers answered. Now, if that guy had known, he could have prayed that prayer for himself. Yes, Miss Deborah?
I was going to tell you that the good Lord even listens whenever you're not quoting Matthew 18:19, because my mother and I were just having a phone conversation whenever I was out of work. And she had called to see what kind of a job I was looking for or whatever. And we were discussing different types of jobs. And she said, well, that's the kind of job you need. And I said, yeah, that's the kind of job I need. Well, by the next Friday, I had an interview that came through for just that kind of job.
Amen.
And was hired.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I know you're a praying woman, though, Deborah. I mean, I know you. I know that you pray about everything. You know, so God's always listening to your prayer. You know, so because you've learned how to walk in obedience to His Word. So when you talk the Word of God, and so He answers your prayer. And He's no respecter of persons. Just like Cheryl. I mean, her sister-in-law, her daddy lives in Houston, and he had a massive, problem with his intestines and sometimes that's very critical. And of course, Judy is a nurse, an RN and everything, but who does she call for prayer? Her sister-in-law, Cheryl, because she knows how to pray. She saw her daddy get healed. And so, man, when she saw Cheryl bring her daddy out of that thing by faith, she called and said, I need Cheryl, I need you to pray for my daddy. I'm on the way to Houston. And, you know, he could die, you know, with what he's got. Cheryl prayed the prayer of faith that already had him in surgery. So she prayed the prayer of faith that the surgery would go great and everything. And she called Artie back today. After she got down there, hey, she said, praise God for that prayer. Said he's went through the surgery great, and he's doing great, and he's recovering wonderful. Yeah, and just think, what can we get God to do when we're walking in obedience to His Word? Isn't that amazing? He said that. Anything. All you got to do is do what I tell you. Now then, good people enjoy the positive results of their words, but those who are treacherous crave violence. I don't want to even be around those kind of people. Okay, verse 3 and 4. Those who control their tongue, those that do what? Control their tongue will have a long life.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.